Ollie, congratulations. Back up front, two goals and a win. Pretty good way to end the year.
Yeah, very good way to end the year. I'm really buzzing at the moment. Obviously, back up front starting and got myself two goals. And, a Portsmouth win, 3 points. Couldn't ask a better end of the year.
Let's talk about them. First one, it seemed almost an opportunist looping header. What did you see? What was your thought process?
I just see the pace on the ball, really, and I just thought there's no one really around me, so the only thing I can really do is sort of go for goal. And I've scored similar goals like that in my career previously, so I thought I might as well try it, and luckily it went right in. So it looked good. I'm hoping it looked good, so I'm happy, yeah.
And the second one, we often might think of you as rising at the far post for a lovely cross, but actually it was a lower ball you had to almost stoop round for.
Yeah, I was expecting a higher cross to be sort of contesting with the defender in the air, but I sort of got nicked in front of him a little bit because I read the ball probably just a bit quicker than him and was able to put it in, and I was just buzzing.
Was it off the head? Was it off the shoulder?
It was definitely off the head. I just don't know if it hit the defender first. I haven't really, so I have to look back at it, but I know I got a good contact on it because I could feel it, and then I just sort of didn't realise it went in until I heard the cheering. So
it must be great for you to be back up front though, fully fit and back in.
Yeah, obviously I had that little injury problem and I was just sort of, I didn't know where I was going to come back in, sort of play centre half or centre forward, but obviously the managers had faith in me to go up front and up top, and I always knew I'm a striker at the end of the day, and I just want to score goals, and I'm happy to do it.
We saw today the sort of benefit of having Brett Pittman playing as a number 10 early on. He put you through, and effectively he gets more of the ball playing just behind you.
Yeah, I mean, Pitts and I are both sort of central strikers, with obviously Benno's and your Chaplin's in behind. But obviously we know that Pitts is a great player and he can play as a 10 because he gets on the ball, he's creative, and he can score goals. So I was just, like I said, happy to do a job, both of us up front, either or 10 or 9, so I'm happy.
How will you reflect back on 2017 for yourself?
A good year, really. A sort of good season with Dagenham, I guess, end of the season, last start of the year. And obviously the end of the season, moving to Portsmouth and hopefully proving myself that I can play, be a League One player and score some goals, get some clean sheets.
And now you head to Bristol Rovers. Well, those of you are still standing, which unfortunately is not too many at the moment.
I think, yeah, there's a couple of injuries. I'm not 100% sure about them at the moment. But yeah, we'll go to Bristol Rovers and we'll take a strong side and we'll do our best and try and get the 3 points.
Really, as a team, it's trying to take the momentum from this year into the new year.
Yeah, definitely. We're on a good run and everything's going well for us at the moment. And like I said, take it into the new year and have a good end of the run to try and finish in the playoffs and get promoted.
Yeah, just finally, how do you almost bottle up this? The team spirits there, everything's just going your way at them, and how do you sort of bottle this up and take it forward?
Just keep training every day, working hard, everyone. Listening to the manager, the coaches, and getting the information on board and getting ready for the games and preparing for the games, and that's all you can do.